Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is facing growing opposition as he campaigns to return to the presidency. Those are some of the tens of thousands who called for a Russia without Putin over the weekend. Some of the protests were in St. Petersburg, the hometown of both Putin and President Dmitry Medvedev. NPR's Jackie Northam traveled there.
Even in the dead of winter, St. Petersburg, with its church spires, its palaces, and waterways, is one of the world's truly beautiful cities. It was here that the Russian Revolution began, and it's here where Putin and Medvedev cut their teeth politically. The political careers of both men began in a stately yellow government building set back from a busy street. They worked together in the mayor's office in the 1990s. But Putin's career shot forward. Within one decade, he went from being a deputy in that office to being the president of Russia. Vladimir Gelman, a professor of political science at the European University, says Putin always seemed to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, of course, Putin was a lucky guy when he went to the top under very peculiar circumstances, and he was pretty much successful in maximizing these benefits once he get to the top. But, you can't be lucky forever.
And the political winds have shifted for Putin. Since December, thousands of people have turned out for protests in St. Petersburg in anger over both alleged vote rigging during parliamentary elections and Putin's maneuvering to become president again. Yelena Kiselyova, the director of the ruling United Russia headquarters in St. Petersburg, says her office has been reaching out to the public.
Более того, мы сейчас выступаем инициаторами.
Kiselyova says they're initiating roundtables to promote Putin's plans for the country. She says that same effort doesn't extend to Medvedev because he's not running for president. In fact, Medvedev's name barely raises a flicker of interest in his hometown. He's seen as weak, especially after he allowed Putin to run for president again, says the European University's Vladimir Gelman.
Who cares about Medvedev? After September, when he announced that he will leave his post and Putin will be back, nobody took him seriously.
Another analyst, historian Lev Luria, says it's unlikely Medvedev will be tossed aside by Putin after the March presidential election. He says Putin will probably keep Medvedev on as prime minister for a year or so and then shift him to another position. Luria says Putin has kept and been loyal to friends going back to his childhood and his days in the KGB. He moved many of them from St. Petersburg to Moscow and gave them good positions. Luria calls it capitalism of friends.
That's why country is corrupted. Putin and his friends, especially from St. Petersburg, are dividing our billions of rubles between themselves, yeah?
But Luria admits Putin has also helped St. Petersburg, moving offices of the state-owned Gazprom, Russia's enormous oil and gas company, to the city.
There's Gazprom oil and several other parts of Gazprom which are working here, and they're giving taxes to St. Petersburg and give a lot of good working places for our bright young people.
The irony is, that's the very sort of bright young people who turned up at the protests Saturday. Jackie Northam, NPR News.